Now, honestly, I'm trying to totally understand who I'm talking to. You know, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay,
you know,
that's easy. That's easy. That's easy. That's simple. This is easy. Okay, you got to, there's a couple of premises in any religion that you follow. Don't matter which one it is. Every damn one of them damn religions says the same thing. They say that God created the earth and the fullness thereof. That God created man. God did. Because what God did in the, to settle the war in heaven was allowed man, God, to separate themselves from their power to create man. So God made man. Okay? Now that's the proof of that is in your Ark of the Covenant. That's where they put the power of God. The Holy of Holies. When you separated yourself from your power, they put it in a box, in a cardboard box, leave it in a box. Oh, wait, no, that's some rip-rap. Better ease off on that. Hold on. I'll be fresh as hell when the Fed's watching. Oh, wait, no, that's another one, too. Let me get back. So they made a tabernacle to hold the power, okay? Then it got so powerful it was killing the Levites. They'd go behind it once a year to check. If their heart wasn't right, they'd fall dead in a sack of hammers. The tower of oppression would go to stinking. They'd go to stinking behind that veil. Okay. That veil separated the power because it's too strong for a little man. Okay? So Jesus, well, actually, it was the third Jesus, come, and he split. He rent the veil in two. That's the temple. That wasn't Herod's temple. That was Nebuchadnezzar's temple. There were three temples. And there ain't enough time for one Jesus to be in all three temples. So we got a little trouble there, Howard. I don't know how you're going to work that one out, but that's the three sides of this conversation. Anyway, Jesus rent that veil in two, and that power was released. That's when people went to speaking in the tongue. That's when they had the upper room. That's when they had the fire and brimstone, and people started doing magic. These things on earth I've done, and greater things you will do, because the power was released. People then put all their power in the black mirror. They created another God. Black Mirror.
That's what it
is. Black Mirror. Look at it. You see yourself in it. There it is. You put everything in it. You put everything in this Black Mirror. You in here watching TV. TV's watching you. Now it really is, and you ain't mad. Then you roll on back and forth, and you kind of make a new Ark of the Covenant, this technology world. So the point is that you're pumping all your power into that. We're trying to bring you back to your power. That's the creator that you're talking to every morning, is the God in you. Because you are, every religion says that you're created in the image of God. But if you're in his image, what happens? You just need some juice. Then what happens is when, as you ascend, products will help you, bread of life, living water coming. It'll get you to the point where your body will start pushing away from the cares of the world. Meanwhile, there's a time element here. Meanwhile, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she says, y'all better wake up. You ain't got but 12 years left. It's over. What's over? The earth is being destroyed. Man's destroying the earth. Carbon. Well, we like carbon. We like radiation. We like it. Oxygen oxidizes you. It rots you. We're going to get rid of the oxygen. We're going to have more hydrogen. Hydrogen don't hurt you at all. Hydrogen's really good for you. It's very pleasant. So now what happens is the earth itself is changing. John the Revelator said real clever that there is going to be a new heaven and a new earth. And heaven came down and glory is going to fill your soul. That's what he said. I don't guess he was a liar. I don't know. If he's a damn liar, I never caught him at it. So we'll go with it. That this world, this earth is going to change. And this heaven is going to be in this realm, on this plane. And you are preparing you. Jesus is not a pedophile. He's going to come through the eastern gate to collect his bride, his church, the remnant, the leftover part. It ain't going to be a big string. It's going to be a few. The remnant, the bride of Christ, okay? And he's coming to get his bride, and that's where the marriage supper of the Lamb occurs, and that's when your blood will be changed, like into the Lamb's blood. which is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And we got 24 elders sitting around the throne that'll stand and bear witness to the very power that'll flow through your veins. Good to be you, Big Jack.
Yeah, wow. Wow.
Hang on. Hang on, Biggin. Guess what?
Yeah.
You ain't seen nothing yet. We've been to show you something. It's all good. In the neighborhood.
Okay, Jack. Listen to that again. Get Jack Jr. to play it for you. Okay, thanks a lot. We've got to get one more person in before we show.
Thanks for Brazil. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Stop quibbling over this shit and make the deal. Quit fucking with it. Get on with it. You're killing it. We give you every $100 million and you throw it in the trash. Quit throwing it away. Sell some of that shit. Let's go.
I got you. Okay. I need your help, too. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Josh.
All right, thanks, Bob. Thanks,
Chris. Okay, Jack, thank you. All right, go ahead, Linda. You got questions, Linda?
Hi, Aya. Yes, I do.
Hey,
Hi,
Sugar.
Okay.
Hey, Sugar.
Hey.
Jump in the water, the river gets wet.
Okay. Well, I'm working on the qualities of the Holy Spirit, and I've been going through the Bible and some passages.
It's over. It's overrated.
It's overrated. So
we wanted to say that a third of the Holy Trinity is overrated, and then we find you opening up for the first time ever. Don Fisher gets to say that all of the Holy Spirit, the very mystical part that makes all this inky, misty darkness go away, the part that applies, that brings all the power, that lets the power flow through you, that allows you to ascend, to come, and the three in one are joined back as one, and that you have the body, blood, and the body of Christ inside you. And then we say, oh, it's overrated. That's pretty good. You did good there, honey. You did good.
So what have you discerned
in your education?
Well, there's some disagreement about whether 1 John was written by the Apostle John.
Yes.
Was it written by Apostle John?
No.
It wasn't.
It was not. No, darling. Oh. See, you got a lot of that kind of mess. See, that's why King James had to pay so much money. You know, that was Mary's boy. You know that, right? She was a Scot. Remember? She got hooked up with him in France. Charles, the king of France, got pissed off with Elizabeth the First. Elizabeth II still ain't over it. That's okay. But, yeah, he paid a bunch of money to write the King James Version of the Bible, and he changed it the way he wanted it. We ain't mad or nothing, but that's where you get these problems. Where did the Maccabees go? Oh, the closed canon. The Council of Nicaea in 25 changed all that. Well, come on now. How you gonna change it? How you gonna have the infallible word of God? And sometimes it is and sometimes it ain't.
Okay, so in 1 John it said that there are three bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. So the Word isn't the Son?
No, the Word
is
not the Son. It is not the Son. The word is the now see, Bob did that to mess up. The dark soul did that so that you could come back to say, aha, Marshall McLuhan was right, that the medium is the message. Because of the written word, you're judged. So the written word knew you were doomed. That's why the Apostle John never wrote that. 1 John was not the Apostle John. But that 1 John reference is the doubter side of the Laodicea.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You've done very well, John. Keep digging. We'll do some more with that if you want to.
I'm going
to
do it.
I'll
do it on Saturday.
We ain't scared. We ain't scared.
Okay.
We ain't scared. It's all right. We take it like a man.
Okay. Thank you, Ion.
Thank you, Linda. Okay.
Every day.
Well, that's it. Bob Show, Dead Bob Show coming up.